If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
It's summertime, which means everybody wants to be in the water. But what do you know about water safety? Do the kids know how to swim? How old should the kids be when they do learn how to swim? Today, I'm talking to an expert about water safety. She has decades of experience teaching people how to swim, and she has her own swim school, Swimming Safari. Today, I'm joined by Joni Maskell. Joni, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, so it's summertime. Everyone becomes a fish in the summer.
At least that's sure.
The way I like to think of it, right? We all like to get in the water. It cools you off. You want to go swimming. And I think about the kids and how they need to be safe because this is something that's fresh and new for them. So we're talking about water safety, learning to swim. Tell me, how long have you been in this business?
Oh, wow. I started teaching swimming when I was 11 years old.
Okay.
In my backyard. Mm-hmm. I was up in New York, and my family would have friends come over to the pool in the backyard, and the kids wouldn't know how to swim. So my mom would say, Joni, jump in and teach them how to swim. So it started that way, and then each summer, people would call me and ask me to teach them to swim. So I started a little business. I guess I was an entrepreneur before I knew I was an entrepreneur. And I would teach every summer, all the kids, and I was known for the girl that taught swimming, Joni. Joni Swimming Lessons was back then.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So what made you want to learn how to swim?
Well, we had a pool, and I always remember how to swim. I know I must have been swimming. My mother taught me. She was really into Girl Scouts and making sure water safety. And in fact, I can even remember my mother had us doing badges. She made these little felt badges and had them sewed on our swimming suits when we accomplished a skill. So I think I carried that over to my swimming business right now.
So you started at the age of 11. That was an early start. And so it seems like the love for the water has really continued.
Oh, I love the water. That's my favorite place to be, mm-hmm. under the water. Mm-hmm. Definitely shaking and kicking and splashing. It's so soothing, and for so many people it is, too.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And just looking at the water really is soothing.
It sure is.
Yeah. Let's talk about why it's so important, especially to start at a young age, to teach our children how to swim.
That's interesting. The American Association of Pediatrics have just changed the law, not the law, but their recommendation for learning to swim. They used to recommend over the age of 4 because they didn't think children were developed enough. But this spring, they just changed it to encouraging people to start learning to swim at age 1, really, because they feel like, you know, people in the swim business or you know, and the industry have known for a long time that babies can learn to swim. They start in the womb. They start in water. So they're comfortable in water. They love water, just as you and I love it. Mm-hmm. The babies love it, too. And they can learn so much. They learn, you know, very easily to float on their back. Some of their skills are, some of them are natural. So they are able to learn these, to float on their back, turn over, swim to the wall. A lot of these children, these babies, can do a lot of that. So it's very good that the pediatricians now encourage young people to learn to swim.
When we think about the area we live in as well.
Oh, gosh.
How does that also play a factor or play a part in learning the need to learn to swim?
Gosh, Florida has, you know, rivers, lakes, retention ponds, pools in every other backyard, community pools, the ocean. We have so much water around us. And, you know, children are curious. They want to go out there and see what it's like. So it's so important for all the children to learn to swim and be able to save themselves. You know, mom's not always going to be around because they're curious. They get out the door. They get under those fences. And we need to start them as early as possible to be able to be safe around water. Of course, parents are going to watch them, but they're still quick and fast to get out away from us. So we just never know so important. It's very, very important, no matter where you are.
One of the things you mentioned was retention ponds. Unfortunately, we see that happen because we have so many retention ponds. We see that happen where kids will drown in a retention pond, right, and you didn't think about, yeah, that is a body of water.
A lot of them don't have the fences around them either. And of course, there are other areas. Pools are required to have fences around, but still, locks, fences, we believe in layers of protection. So I would say swim lessons. I would say the locks and barriers around the pool. But visually watching your children is the most important, constantly watching them.
One of the things you just mentioned was layers of protection. And Joni was so nice to bring me a nice bag of goodies. And one thing that I noticed when you gave this to me was the Water Watcher tag. Why is this Water Watcher tag so important?
Water Watcher tags are really an essential element. Whether you use them or you don't use them, you have to be cognitive of them. Water watchers, like you go to a party, a barbecue, everybody's having fun, everybody's watching the pool. There's so many people around, but really nobody's watching the pool. You're talking to your friend, you're getting a drink, you're looking at your phone, all of that. So what we do with a water watcher tag is you give it to your you wear it for 10 minutes and you constantly watch that pool. You're a lifeguard. You are the lifeguard watching every single child or person in that pool. And then you give it to somebody else for 10 more minutes and continually watching the pool. Because certainly the host who has the pool can't watch the pool because they're busy trying to do things. Even though when I have a pool party, I do try to. I'm like always there, probably more than other people just because I'm so aware of it. So you definitely need to watch. Unfortunately, drowning is very quick and silent. It's not like the movies say. It's not like, whoa, we're going to, mm-hmm. I'm falling, I'm drowning, I'm, you know, flailing my arms. No, it's not. You don't notice. Sometimes kids are under the water and they look like they're just having fun, holding their breath, but they're not. They're on the bottom drowning and you don't realize that. So it's so important, these water watcher tags. I give them out. You can get them. You can download them now, but you don't actually have to have them. You can just say, okay, you're the point person for right now, and then tell your friend next, you're the point person next. And any parent is going to agree to that and do that for at least 10 minutes.
But the good thing about having the water watcher tag, it's a physical reminder that you may put on yourself or you may hold in your hand so you can remember for that 10 minutes, this is what I'm doing.
It's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. They come all differently. You can have a lanyard. You can pin them on you. You can hold them, put a bracelet on your wrist. Any way to physically remind you is definitely good.
You talked about layers of protection. So let's say that I have a pool at home and I have two small children that may not have learned to swim. What type of layers of protection do you believe that we need at home to make sure that they don't go out there or to try to do that?
There are lots of things we can do, simple things. At my home, right now, I have a young grandson. He's a year old. We have a lock, not only a lock on the door that he probably can't reach now, but I'll tell you, he's learning. He is so quick at learning how to pull things up. So we have a lock on the top of the door. You know what I mean? One of those little...
almost like a latch.
A latch, like...
and you pull it.
Or a little chain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pull it or a chain on there that... and I try to remember. It's hard, but I try to remember to do it every time, even if he's not in the house. So it just becomes a habit.
Yes.
Also, around the pool, they now have... you know, we definitely have to have a pool. It's required by law to have a pool, a fence around the pool. But sometimes it doesn't go from your door to the pool. When you open your door, you're right there at the pool. So another thing to do is having a fence around, like it's a mesh fence that you can take off. If you're having a lot of adults there one night and you want it to look nice, you can take it off. But you have it. It's locked, too, and the children cannot get over that. Another layer of protection is alarms in the pool. Only problem with those is sometimes, let's say a squirrel jumps in the pool or falls in or a frog or something, it might go off there. But I'd rather have that,
yes,
than a child showing up. Unfortunately, I've even heard of a neighbor's pool. Maybe you don't have kids or grandchildren, but a neighbor, you kids go into in the neighbor's pool, mm-hmm. climb over the fences. It's so scary. Another thing is we've seen the bracelets that you can put on a child when they're at the house, and it will like go off if they wander too far or they wander into the pool.
Oh,
and nowadays with technology, they also have all the video cameras or the on your phone. You know, you could watch your child. You know, you don't even want to leave them. Like, you go into the bathroom and they could slip out the door so quickly. You've got to have all those locks in place. And like I just say, learning to swim is just part of it. Mm-hmm. Vigilant watching the children is another part of it. Yeah. You have to have all those things in place.
Yeah,
and make it more fun. Make it better for your child and you to keep you happy.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
Let's say I would like to bring my one-year-old to learn how to swim.
Okay.
Tell me, how does the process work?
Right. You wouldn't think a one-year-old could learn, but just like the locks, they learn very quickly. Mm-hmm. Their minds are just like sponges, but they, first of all, are drawn to the water. They love the water. So what we believe, the parent is the most important person to be with a child, to bond with them. And we feel like it should be a fun experience, an enjoyable experience, a very close-knit experience for the children. So we teach the parent how to work with the child, to teach them how to learn to roll and float on their back in a survival float, and then teach them how to turn over and swim to the wall. We do a lot of monkey walking, what we call as swimming back to the wall and walking, crawling on the wall or holding their hands on the wall so they can pull themselves up. As parents or grandparents, we want to hold the child a lot, but we need to give them independence. So instead of just letting them jump into you, we, at our place, we teach them to jump in, turn around, go back to the wall, because we don't want them to feel they're always going to be caught. They need to be able to get out of the pool. So they need to be able to pull themselves up out of the pool. It's funny, some children don't even know how to hold on to the side of the pool. So you do have to teach them how to monkey walk and hold on to the pool, hold on to it. And we do it in a lot of fun ways. We use lots of toys, ducks, squeezing ducks. I wanted to show you something simple parents can do is put holes in these cups. I got these from IKEA. Mm-hmm. Just put holes in the bottom or a strainer and get the kids used to having water on their head. A lot of parents, when the babies are first born, they're so tiny and delicate. You're like, I can't put water on their face. No, it's good to put water on their face. Just not like a shower, but more like just sprinkle it on their face and on their head so they get used to it. Another way we do fun things is using fun mirrors, mm-hmm. like letting the children lie on their back and look at themselves. They love looking at their images in the mirror, so you could do that too, singing soft songs to them on their back. I mean, definitely parents should be with them to encourage them. We don't want them to be scared of the water. That's mm-hmm. it. We want them to have respect for the water and enjoy the water like we do, but teach them a healthy respect for it.
I noticed that you said that that's what you do for like a one-year-old. But let's say, because I have a friend, and I'll let my audience know how I found Joni. I have a friend that actually brings their child to the swim school there that you have, and we're definitely going to make sure that we give our listeners this information as well so they can get in touch if they'd like. But there's also an area for the parents to view the children when they're doing their swim lessons. At what age do we take the parent out of the equation?
Okay, good question. All right. We do it at age 2, 2.5. Right. In the beginning, want to nurture the children, everything. And we still want parents encouraging and watching. So that's why we have the window to watch the children. And the parents always pick the children up at the end of the lesson, too. We even have times where the parents, we evaluate the children constantly, and every few weeks we have the parents come right to the teacher so they can talk to them. We have a deck staff that walks around the pool constantly, and parents can always request evaluations of the children. This is a special time where parents want to talk to the teacher. They want to know what's going on, how are they doing? And so we have specific skills we're working on with them, and we call it the Safari Showcase, where we let the parents actually see what the children have accomplished, what they're doing. And the kids love showing off, of course. Mommy, watch me do this. Watch me do this. And they enjoy that. So we separate them at age two. And sometimes it's a little difficult. It's just like going to preschool. The kids will cry. I want to be with my mommy. I want to be my mommy. And we say nurturing things such as, well, let's play three games and then we'll go see mommy, you know, so that they get distracted. They look at the game. Oh, there's a little toy. There's a duck. Let's get the duck. And they start thinking about what they're doing. We distract them with games and fun things, songs. So they're not thinking about mommy, mommy, mommy. They're thinking about, oh, I have to go get the duck. I have to roll on my back and look at the duck in the mirror or something or myself. So we try to do it fun. And then after a while, in the beginning, the first lesson is usually good because they don't know what's going. The second lesson, they might start crying because I'm going to be separated from mommy and daddy. And then by the third and fourth lesson, they say, I want to go. I can't wait. I love saying that they cry in the beginning and then they cry at the end when they have to, after a few lessons, they cry because they have to get out of the water. They hate leaving. Yeah. It's sort of cute. Yeah. And the children learn from each other. We have like two or three children in the class, maybe four sometimes. And they watch. It's so interesting to see them watch each other. And they'll say, oh, if Johnny can do that, maybe I can do that. It's like magic. It really, I prefer them rather than private lessons, because private lessons sometimes the children, how do you say it? They'll push your buttons for mom. They'll push the instructor's buttons too. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I'm scared to get my face in the water. But they won't say that if they're with another child. They see, oh, Johnny's doing it.
It's almost neat. Like a level of competition a little bit.
They start, you know? I just heard a podcast the other day saying that competition starts, you know, when babies are just a few months old. It's amazing.
Since we live in Florida, especially, it seems like children should have swimming lessons year-round.
Oh, that would be a good thing, definitely. We live in Florida, and especially North Florida, so it does get cold in the winter. And especially up north, they used to think, oh, we only swim in the summertime. But think about that time space between summer and the next summer.
You forget.
Yes, you do forget. I remember my son, when he was age two, we had him swimming in the pool all when he was two. And by the next summer, because we didn't have an indoor pool then, the next summer he had forgotten and he jumped in and fell right to the bottom. My husband had to jump in and get him. But little by little, he learned very quickly. But we do have year-round swimming at our location, which we think is so important. 90-degree water, saltwater pool, open all the time. And it's so important. We have the kids, it's such good exercise. As the kids move up and learn their skills, they eventually are able to swim, you know, the wide part of the pool and then eventually the whole length of the pool. And we call it fun names, like they're amazing alligators when they swim the whole length of the pool. And the kids are so proud of themselves when they get to do that. We even have a swim team, a fun swim team, where they, like Monday night swims against Wednesday night or something like that. So, but they start loving it. It's such good exercise for your mind. Think about it. You can entertain yourself. A lot of children have to have the video games, but you swim laps and laps and laps, and you entertain yourself while doing physical exercise. They say swimming is one of the, you know, certainly best exercises for cardio and everything. You use all your muscles.
These days, children are so involved in their technology. But this is a way, a really fun way, to give them exercise, also teach them a great skill. This is a good thing.
Swimming is definitely wonderful. I think it's the best.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that. Yeah. All right, so tell me about Swimming Safari Swim School.
We built about 5 years ago. We found a piece of property, built it, had the vision, and didn't know if people would come, but we had clientele because I was teaching outside 12 locations all over Jacksonville. We always felt that we needed to bring swimming lessons throughout Jacksonville, and still that's my goal. We're hoping to build some more locations, hopefully pretty soon. Because we have people coming from all over, from the north side, from St. Augustine, from over in Orange Park, all over the place. Not just over Mandarin, you know, St. John's County, all over the place. So it would be nice to have swimming lessons closer to where they are. But parents, you know, parents are parents. They're going to bring their children wherever they can to get swimming lessons. And if it's not swimming safari, that's fine. I want parents to get their children into swim lessons no matter where they are. There's a lot of great instructors out there. Swimming safari, I said, is open every day till 8 o'clock at night during the week and on the weekends. Our lessons are 30 minutes each. We do even teach adults. We teach adults and we get them going usually within 2 months. So usually we can do pretty well with the adults. We need a little bit more time with them. Their lessons are 45 minutes because they have to think about it a little bit more. It's sort of funny. The kids, we can just sort of tell them to do it. But adults have to think about it. We have a UV system at our place, which makes the water ultra, ultra clean. It kills all the pathogens instantly. We have dehumidifier, which keeps the air in the air-conditioned area nice and cool. In the pool area, we keep the air within 2 degrees of the pool, which the pool's 90 degrees, saltwater pool. So it's the best of the best technology for swimming pools in North Florida.
So tell everyone your website.
www.swimmingsafari.com.
And your phone number?
904-260-1836.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about water safety, learning to swim, anything at all?
I was thinking about our facility too. The newest thing we've added to our facility, we're trying to always make it improve our lessons or the way we teach. Parents can give us feedback all the time. We love it. We have now just added in the changing room these dryers for your swimsuits so they don't have to rinse them out on the floor. And the parents love it and the kids love it too. We also have showers too, changing area. Our flooring in our changing room is recycled tires, which I love to say too. Mm-hmm. It's very comfortable on your feet. Water safety. I want to mention also the above ground pools or even the little pools. Mm-hmm. Above ground pools are fun. They have ladders going up them. Parents need to make sure they take those ladders down after they finish swimming for the day. They're very dangerous. I've heard so many things about those too. So just be careful there. Any information you need, you can go to safekids.swimmingsafari.com. There's also a lot of United States websites that have Swim Safely. It's another one. If you have any questions, give us a call. You can sign up online. You can sign up in person. Please come for a visit. We'll be happy to help you.
Tell everyone where you're located.
We're off of Hodges and JTB, next to Publix, across from Ruby Tuesdays, right off of JTB, right off of JTB, the first exit to the right.
Again, the website that Joni mentioned is swimmingsafari.com. Joni, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Oh gosh, I really appreciate you having me here. Thank you so much.
Another organization that Joni mentioned was Safe Kids Northeast Florida. If you go to our website, myhot995.com, click on Hot Cares, and then you'll see my photo, Julie Morgan, at the top of the page. If you click on my photo, you'll see my podcast. You'll find a link and audio to a show that I did with Safe Kids Northeast Florida. So take a listen. Thanks for joining us today on Hot Topics. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.